The phone hacking scandal has, of course, now reached the other side of the Atlantic. The FBI is investigating claims that victims of the 9/11 attacks had their phones hacked by journalists. Back in Rupert Murdoch's homeland, which is, of course, Australia, the Prime Minister there, Julia Gillard, is considering whether to hold a parliamentary review of media conduct in the country. The Green Party in Australia also wants a review of media ownership because it says Mr Murdoch owns too much of it over there. Let's talk to the party leader of the Greens, Senator Bob Brown, who's in Canberra, where I think it's about 5:40 p.m. Good evening, Senator.
Good morning, Ian.
What do you think about Mr. Murdoch's ownership of the media in Australia? How much does he own?
Well, he's got 7 of the 11 metropolitan and national dailies. He owns 77% of the Sunday newspapers, and he's got up around 2/3 of suburban news sheets, as well as a big slice of the magazines in Australia and TV interests. I think the press concentration is far too great, and it means that in cities like Brisbane, Darwin, Hobart, Adelaide, for example, you can only pick up a newspaper that's been printed by Rupert Murdoch.
Do you think that they are biased?
Yes, but, you know, we expect that in a democracy. I mean, I have to declare here that the Greens cop it. You only have to pick up today's editorial in the Australian newspaper to see them getting into me. But, I've got broad shoulders. I'm used to that. But we don't have the plurality even of Fleet Street, which enables you to pick up something else. The Fairfax owns the other 4 newspapers, so we've really effectively got a duopoly, and it wouldn't be legal in the United States, but we've got it here. But I'm also pushing for an inquiry into the right of citizens to privacy. We don't want to see the events that have now buried News of the World being replayed here in Australia at some time in the future. And I have found out that we don't have adequate laws to stop hacking into people's message banks in their phones, and that's the sort of thing a proper review here might help us to rectify and keep us safe from in the future.
Do you have suspicions that some of Mr. Murdoch's papers, to his knowledge or not, may be using illegal tactics?
No, but the John Hartigan, the executive director here, is now last night has said that he's reviewing editorial payments over the last 3 years. So they're not sure, but they're having a look at that. In the meantime, they've accused another newspaper of hacking, the prestigious Age newspaper in Melbourne, which has said that the story is wrong. But they've got on the front of the masthead Australian today, the Murdoch Press, a good go at me for mooting an inquiry, but at the same time claims that another newspaper has been involved in hacking. So they really don't have a consistency of line, and I think that's where, in a properly functioning democracy, it is the role of elected representatives to take this on, to have a proper review, and if there's changes to be made, then that will be good for the media as well as the general public.
Senator, thank you very much for sparing us the time to talk to us. That's Senator Bob Brown, who's in charge of the Green Party in Australia.